Many of us are getting used to seeing security cameras in stores, on streets, even in some offices. Well, a new Washington Post investigation finds that surveillance cameras are also being used in public housing to track residents in public areas. And in some cases, residents are being evicted for minor violations that are caught on camera. Doug McMillan is a corporate accountability reporter for The Washington Post, and he joins me now. Welcome, Doug.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So these surveillance systems that you're reporting on in public housing are being installed by local officials. Start by telling us the capabilities of these systems. Where are they and what are they picking up?
Sure. These are not the old-fashioned CCTV cameras that many of us are familiar with. These are starting to be more and more sophisticated and more pervasive systems. Many of them are loaded with facial recognition capabilities and other AI features that essentially turn the camera into a smart device that can make decisions and interpret what it's seen. So, for example, they can detect a face and detect if they've seen that face before. And some public housing communities have a ban list of people who are banned from a property, and they can immediately scan to see if the person in front of the camera is somebody on that ban list.
Yeah, I also saw that in one of the housing authorities, they used some software to place a digital marker next to somebody's front door, telling them every time the door was activated to send an alert.
Yeah, in one case in New Bedford, Massachusetts, a woman who was under suspicion of having her ex-husband come over from time to time to help with her kids. And this potentially violated a housing rule because you're not allowed to have unregistered overnight guests at your house. So what the Housing Authority in New Bedford did was essentially did a kind of a digital stakeout. And they had the video record every instance of somebody coming in or out of her house, and they compiled that into a footage database that they then submitted to court and her lawyers, and they used to try to evict her from her home.
So let's cut to the chase here, because the people you're talking about, the people living in public housing, are more likely to be people of color. And some are facing these consequences that you're talking about for minor things caught on camera. And I'm wondering how the people who live there feel about it, because the housing authorities are saying, well, we're doing it for the safety of the people in public housing.
So the difference between these cameras and the ones that are installed in the doorbells of many more affluent communities around the country now is that these residents don't have control over them. So they don't feel like the cameras are there to support a need of their community. They feel like that they're there to watch their community, which I think is a big difference.
And public dollars are being used, in some cases, to purchase these and put them up. Are there any issues there with surveillance on the public dime?
Yes, yeah, so a lot of these are purchased with a federal grant from HUD, which makes about $10 million annually for cameras and other safety and security measures in public housing. Now, HUD tells me that the purpose of those is to fight crime. They told me that the purpose was never to help housing authorities enforce lease violations, which is what my reporting shows is happening many times. But they said that's not necessarily a violation of the grant terms. But when we presented my findings to HUD, that many of these cameras now include things like facial recognition capabilities, HUD a week later announced it would no longer allow housing authorities to use these grants for facial recognition and other automated surveillance tools.
You make the point that, you know, wealthier people have doorbell cameras. This is really targeting people who are of such low income that they can't afford to pay market rate rent. What does this tell you about the way in which, you know, the assumptions that are made about people who have to live in public housing?
Well, one thing it definitely tells you is that they're more likely to be watched by government-controlled cameras than other people. And in many cases, this means that people who are black and brown and people who have been marginalized in many ways are immediately sort of under suspicion by law enforcement and other authorities. And, you know, many experts I spoke to said that if you watch someone's every move outside their door and their public areas, going to their car, going to get groceries, if you capture footage of every second, especially with cameras that are getting smarter and smarter and kind of making more of these decisions themselves, you're going to find something wrong with some of their lives, and you're potentially going to create more situations of police interactions or evictions or other things that are likely to hurt these people down the road.
Doug McMillan is a corporate accountability reporter for The Washington Post. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.